with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, March 26th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament semifinal round continued at the Tyson Event Center in downtown Sioux City, where one area team competed, Dory University, the only top seed remaining. They're moving on to the championship game tonight, defeating the Cumberland Patriots by a final score of 83-73. It's the second time in 3 years that Dort will compete for the NAIA National Championship. They'll take on Providence, the University of Providence, who defeated Carroll College 58-53. We'll have more on that coming up in just a moment. The NAIA men's basketball semifinals in Kansas City saw Freed Hardeman defeat Grace College, the overall number one seed, 86-81, and it was top-seeded Langston defeating the defending national champion College of Idaho by the final score of 58-52. The NCAA women's basketball round of 32 wrapped up yesterday. The Creighton Blue Jays had their season come to an end to the Bruins of UCLA, 67-63, and the Iowa Hawkeyes moving on to the Sweet 16, winners over West Virginia, 64-54. From college to high school, let's give you some high school sports-related news and notes. Going to the high school tennis rankings that came out from Iowa High School Tennis at the start of the season yesterday. Of course, yesterday, the first day of competition for tennis, but around here, that is going to be post back anyway, and we'll get to that as well on our sports schedule. But taking a look first at the girls' tennis rankings, we see the Pella Dutch are at the top in Class 1A. Cedar Rapids Xavier is ranked number 2. Waterloo Columbus Catholic, they are 3rd. Davenport Assumption, 4th. Central DeWitt is ranked number 5 in girls' tennis. The Bishop Elon Crusaders come in at number 10 in Class 1A. Class 2A, Dowling Catholics at the top. Cedar Rapids Washington's number 2. Ankeny Centennial, 3. West Des Moines Valley, 4. And Iowa City West cracks the top 5. Over to the boys' side, and that's where things are a little bit more pertinent to the area. Cedar Rapids Xavier is the unanimous number 1 boys' tennis team in Class 1A. The Pella Dutch come in at number 2. Dubuque-Wallart Catholic ranked number 3. Decorah is 4th ranked. And North Pole checks in at number 5. The Spencer Tigers are the only somewhat local team in the top 10. They are ranked number 9, but if we continue down the list and to the teams receiving votes that would be just outside of the top 10, we find Lamar's Community. The Bulldogs would be ranked number 16 if the rankings were to continue past the top 10. The Bulldogs looking for a great season, of course, graduating a number one tennis player, but bringing back some pretty strong tennis skill anyway with their doubles team. And so hopefully a good season in store for the Bulldog tennis team. Again, they are the 6th team receiving votes. Also receiving votes in the poll would be Sergeant Bluff Luton and Spirit Lake Okoboji. Over to the Class 2A team rankings for boys tennis. Waukee Northwest comes in at number 1. It's Iowa City West, number 2. Pleasant Valley, 3. Linmar, 4. And West Des Moines Valley is ranked number 5. The out of the MRAC, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is receiving votes in Class 2A boys tennis. That also coming from Iowa High School Tennis yesterday at the official start of competition for the tennis season. Taking a look at the sports schedule for today, things have come and gone as far as competitions are concerned around the area. The weather is definitely not allowing us to enjoy the start of the spring sports schedule. Taking a look at what was supposed to be here and now what has been postponed anyway. In the tennis schedule today, Sioux City North at Lamar's Girls, that has been postponed to April 8th. Those same two teams were supposed to play at North on the boys' side. That has also been postponed to April 8th. Over now to the soccer schedule for today. That, again, is empty as far as competition is concerned. The Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln at Lamar's girls game, that has been postponed to April 15th. The Lamar's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln boys game, that's been postponed to April 22nd. In golf, a girls non-conference meet that was set up by Kingsley Pearson, River Valley, and Hinton at MVAOCOU, that has been postponed to April 12th. On the basketball schedule for today, the NAIA Women's Basketball National Championship is in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. The University of Providence takes on Dort University, and Dort defender head coach Bill Harmson is eager for one more opportunity to compete with his team in front of a strong crowd.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, just being able to compete again with this team, come back to practice again tomorrow, and get this team prepared. And I know our women are really looking forward to that. And then just that pure competition for 40 minutes in front of a great crowd. And we're hoping the Fender Nation turns out big time again tomorrow.
The NAIA Men's Basketball Championship game is between Freed Hardeman and Langston in Kansas City. Both those games will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. Also, in college basketball, the NCAA Women's Basketball NIT Tournament at Vermilion, South Dakota, hosts Northern Arizona. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.